the Bears were
so
Eric, yeah, exactly.
So Eric veered off and shot him.
No, we didn't veer off, we just shot him.
Well, there's no point in continuing going straight at him.
It's still a political situation, not just a story kind of thing.
I tell the Klingon that I'd appreciate it if we encounter any other Klingons. He tells them not to suggest to them not to engage in hostilities so we can face this in a peaceful manner.
All right, so he starts leading you into the cave. It's sort of kind of winding and stuff. You guys are pretty much to.
He's dropped in the car.
Long column.
I use my tricorder to record our route.
You could record two other things, and it sounds like.
Right?
Yeah, sure.
Is that what they call the
alright. So you pass some empty rooms and stuff, natural cavern. The actual hallways are
three different types
obviously constructed.
Although not
really smooth.
I don't think it was that.
So it's not. It was. I didn't usually.
It was
in
my technical.
Never.
So go down and down and down and down.
Mine are both awfully far up front.
Getting hotter.
Sacrificing himself.
He's right here, really.
You win.
Just wait here next to the pool of lava. It's not going to blow any second.
Okay. And, so you're going through yet another room when Dominic's role is dangerous.
Dangerous.
Search perception.
There still speaks so much.
Yeah. We've got a lot. Much better than the magnifying glass.
The mic
would
be good.
The magnifying glass.
There are.
That's a good idea.
Here we go.
Right,
Dangerable Robinson.
You take it out of your credit card space and say, here's my credit card, sir.
From the glimpses that you see, they're wearing like some kind of greenish jumpsuit.
Okay.
Sort of a uniform type thing. Obviously, they have some sort of weapon.
Okay.
49ers.
So kind of high, so, you have to like look and see one.
Okay.
So you go like this, and everybody else behind you sees that. Everybody else in front of you doesn't.
I stop.
Oh, damn. Only the point man is supposed to find that.
Danger point.
Danger boy. Danger girl. Danger girl.
Like how many? Do I get the feeling like we're surrounded or something? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. We're surrounded by humans in green jumpsuits and weapons.
Surrounded by?
Yeah.
Back of us as well?
Well, maybe not back of us.
Okay.
Who knows? You
okay.
Can't see that.
I bet.
Definitely to the side.
They're definitely on either side of us.
All right. We'll get down.
Talking with them. Maybe
so y'all stop. Y'all get down. Then you hear a voice.
Oh, okay. I was about to say the next thing. We're going to back out of here, and then we can talk.
Hello. Someone says. A woman says, "Put down your weapons, and nobody will be hurt." Put down your weapons now.
Well, everybody put down their weapons, and nobody will be hurt. Almost
sure. We're here to talk, ma'am. Why don't we try that first, and everyone can hold on to their weapons for a few more minutes. We believe that about 100 of our colonists have been kidnapped and brought to this planet. We're also looking to speak with the people that claim dominion over this planet and invited the Klingons here so we can measure how long they've been here and if it predates our own. Is there someone we can speak with?
Boy, you're good. Good to have you on. First contact specialist.
I mean,
uh,
Don't interrupt me anymore.
Put down your weapons, nobody will be hurt. None of you normals will be hurt.
Normal? Got it.
I don't put down my weapons.
Excuse me, what's a normal? I don't think we'll put
down my weapons.
While you talk, I tell our guys to start backing up. You talk.
They start firing.
Oh, come on.
I was going to suggest putting the weapons.
Yeah, no.
Normal.
Yeah, you're not human either.
What was the colonists? What were they?
What?
What colonists? What were they?
Predominantly human.
All right.
So they were not lit.
You are human? Mm-hmm. You're like the only other human besides me. All
right.
We won't be hurt. We'd just be imprisoned or enslaved. The rest of you were dead.
I can led to our death by who?
I don't know, Donald might not be a normal. That looks pretty normal.
Yeah, well, I said you and me are normal, but you can glow.
Someone can tell.
Yeah, that glow.
That big brown eyes.
The question is if they think they're supernormal and that they're looking for other supernormals for their master race, or if they're normal and they just don't like unnormals.
All I say is meow, meow.
It's the uniform with the cleavage and then give away.
Take the clothes off and just wiggle on the ground, you know, and get your belly scratched. You're out of here.
Hey, I'll do what I gotta do, Dave. Meanwhile, I assure you it'll be over your corpse.
Meanwhile, I believe we're doing initiative, right?
Well, here's where Dave's planetary tactics fumble comes into play.
Oh, you bastard! You can't do anything about it either. The fumble no matter what I
Dave fumble planetary tactics?
What are you looking yourself to?
Oh, right.
You can't put all the
so we still can't find you.
All the courage you want, man, you can't do anything about a fumble.
Yep.
So you don't have any left
anyway. No, I got one.
Oh, you?
Yeah. Let's see. Well, conscious, but probably.
Extra special people there.
Yeah. I just might up on the ship.
Before you get left.
Hey, I finished the whole system, Dave.
I'm with you. You know, the thing is, they're going to just feed the plans into the replicator, and we'll be done in like a minute.
Well, yeah, so you get the plans.
The plans are everything.
Well, sure. You want me to show you that clever way I put together the propulsion system?
Sure.
Can I figure a way to route some of the redundant systems through the weaponry systems that I already developed?
You can't use bubble gum like that.
That's a very interesting design.
Inventive, huh?
Well,
clever, what I call it.
Use the structural tubing as an exhaust port.
You brought 10, 15 of you total.
Yeah.
Besides the cleaner.
Yeah.
We'll take over the control one.
What?
15 shots.
Everybody make
a dodge.
How many need to get a dodge skill?
I got one.
Can we dodge one more time?
Well, it's not quite dodge.
Left?
Side?
Right.
Yeah!
Oh my god!
There's between 8 and 15 of them.
Plus focus.
What the hell is that?
Side plus focus. Oh, I got it. No problem.
Okay, so I assume two rolls.
So 0 plus 0?
I think your sense is helping. If nobody has psi, well, you guys are not that immune.
Okay. Yeah.
Sal's still the only one up. So she says it again. Put down your weapon.
I put down my weapon.
I claim I'm still holding on to my weapon.
I claim I'm dreaming of fat mice.
Okay.
No.
So basically,
in a light mint sauce.
People look at something like that. So they got like green jumpsuits and stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. Face paint.
They're elves!
Yeah,
a weapon in their hand? A thigh weapon?
They're elves!
Okay, so they're like 20 of them.
Okay then.
And, the wise decision.
So who are you guys?
You're not prisoners of the Denurian race.
Do you know who those are?
No.
Do you know who Denurians are? First contact! You can't have unconscious!
It'll have to be a history Earth.
Reject. I reject.
Earth.
Like Psycor.
Were they mentioned in any historical records corresponding to the purview?
You might not have that.
History Federation would do, or History Earth?
History Federation, no.
How about world knowledge, Earth?
Is there a history?
Yeah, there is.
History.
I got History Federation, History Qatarian, World Knowledge.
I thought you were supposed to get
history
your own race when you started, but it doesn't appear to be on like character sheets.
That's because you're race. That's because you're a mixed breed.
Yeah.
I think it got lost somewhere.
Why is everyone claiming that their skills get lost? Well, because we don't have control over character sheets, we can do that.
Actually, no. Someone might say that.
Oh, me too. Good move.
Oh, well.
Hey, wait. My last character sheet comes
to
back.
Well, I swear I had more unused character.
Hey, I can actually see what went up and down.
Actually, why am I advantage?
No fear.
Those are one of three my disadvantages.
Okay.
I'll explain who we are and why we're here.
Okay. She says, she's going to have to cut you over.
Fine, explain all you want, but you still have to put the jumpsuit on and start digging.
Explain the Federation,
Right.
we'll stop them all.
There
will
be more people coming, so.
Oh, so you threaten her?
No, I'm just explaining.
Oh, okay.
Just telling the facts.
We like to open relations rather than...
Fact one, spots, right, bug.
Police will come.
I know, you're going to destroy us all.
Why would we want to do that?
You're a bunch of people human. Let's go.
What are you talking about?
Actually, I'm not human.
No, you are.
Do I look human?
You're not human.
Well, obviously some kind of bioengineer testing.
You're not human.
Bioengineer testing.
What about the Klingons?
Oh, the Klingons are Klingons.
Okay, let me explain to you about
all the races. You find labels to these. That might help.
Yeah.
So they start leading you now.
Okay, I'm going to keep trying to explain about, the Federation and the various worlds and various races. And
humans are just one?
Yeah.
The best, but one.
No, they stink. They don't get any cool features like nose bridges.
Not only do we not...
Everyone else kind of looks... like a human, but better.
Not
like
only do we not stink, but we stink less than we put water on ourselves.
Well, let's see.
Why would you ever put water on yourself?
Can I at least, talk to someone in charge and find out what's going on?
So you're stupid, too.
Yeah.
You look plain, and you're stupid. They're a race.
They're ruffles.
They're like generic.
We're ruffles with bridges.
Exactly. And they're like generic potato chips. With no flavor. Not even salt. And they're soggy too because apparently they dip themselves in water. Perfectly good tongue. Perfectly good tongue. Don't know how to use it.
You know what the debate still? Translation in the human
age? I
do. You debate?
Yeah.
Charm, influence. Persuasion, oratory, persuasion, counsel.
Look at this. You're in debate. Three.
Put all your confidence in this one, too. Confidence? One game.
Three.
Three. Six, seven, eight.
How much?
Ten's a good number. Ten's a good number.
Okay. What's a good number?
Ten.
Was this one?
Yeah.
Which one is the one that he told you?
I'm not you.
There you are.
Part of the human.
Part of the
oratory. Oratory.
Just wake me up. Look, wake me up. I'm a pig.
10, you might start. 13 would be good.
Well, I can get a 10. I guess we'll have 13.
Get a 10?
Perhaps you should wait. No, wait and see.
Okay, so she leads you past, you go through another room, and,
he makes a suggestion, you just do it.
Yeah.
I know how Kevin works. Despite your years of trying to work around the system.
Oh, well, know better.
See where it gets you.
I know better than to think it's gonna work.
We do it anyway.
Yes.
So you go to another room, and here it looks like some kind of parts of a spaceship or something. You know,
okay.
A lot of junk and stuff, and then there's some kind of.
Well, they crash landed centuries ago.
Right. Well, they didn't crash land here because it's deep underground, so they probably moved all the stuff here. And then there's like some kind of.
Well, they probably do all of that.
All for that. They're
like,
just
gonna try. And, you know, so they.
No, but that's
gonna
probably promise them more.
Okay. And you see.
In exchange for minerals.
More.
So they trust Klingons, which they're not humans, because they got cool, bumpy ridges.
Which. You might need to use
it. Yeah, no, you're cool.
Ridges. Hey, what? Nothing that matters.
What do these guys look like? Okay.
They look like people that had, like,
faces. So eventually, she leads you over.
Somehow they're superior
to. They all have mental makeup. Mental powers.
They
have to wear makeup.
They're
Raider fans.
Like another case.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll
call it a mental case, right? Yeah.
And
it's a mental case.
Like Lazarus Girl work for as a
adult. I think it's a
if you take, you know,
like part of
take
any
weapon. That's pretty much it.
I'll try to look up the ship.
Okay.
I want to try to. God, let me talk about it. You've been through with my character.
I'll try to talk to the ship. That probably won't
work. Hey, maybe that'll change.
Oh, mine hasn't changed in a long time.
Did they leave guards out
front? Yeah, now changed a lot. I had like,
just the colonists. The colony leader.
I'll try to talk to the colony leader. I'll go look at these guys and see how out they are. Well, let me talk to the colony leader for a second.
Hey, you can't kill me.
I'm not.
I'm there.
Now he says, you know, they came over.
The Klingons came?
No. Well, we're just having a nice day, and then suddenly it's like, they took over our minds or something. I mean, just walk out there.
Really?
Transported us into a Klingon ship.
Okay.
And now we should work on an escape plan.
Yeah, let's wake people out first.
That's okay. When I wake up, I have cosmic light power.
And later, turn on Dave.
No. Eric Hart, man of the world.
It's not my character.
It's not mine, too.
Can they even allow to have psi powers?
Got my one.
I see.
Oh, God.
Over the mind. I'm going to see if I can do a receptive something.
Okay, you can do it.
See if I can detect, you know, abnormal amounts of psychic, whatever.
Oh, that kind of receptive.
What kind of?
So are we like primitive cells?
Or what?
Primitive cells?
Yeah.
Not like, you know, force fields holding us in?
No.
So we don't have our weapons, eh?
No.
We have our communicators.
And our tricorders.
All we need to do. Oh, and our tricorders?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait, well, what about the one that jumped up my foot? That must go there, right?
That one.
Yeah, they will suck it out for you.
I'm in charge.
You can pick that up.
You'd order someone to do something you wouldn't do yourself? No. What kind of leader are you?
But on occasion, people have ducked up.
I noticed you said but.
Exactly. How out are people?
You and Dave have the same problem. You listen to single words and then you just sit all strung together.
I heard the word stuck. You were talking about Dave's butt and the weapon. He didn't be stuck out. I got the connection.
Right,
deep
so
sea longing doesn't pull us.
Okay. So that'll wake you all up. You're
adding a special power to suck people, weapons out people's butts.
Wow. The captain does it better.
How do you think it got there, huh? Uh-huh. Captain left something.
What the? Again?
What is this? So you all went and put down a cave.
What's that?
So apparently, there's this race, they claim to be a race called the whatever.
Okay, can I make a roll either on culture, human, history, federation, history, human, or world knowledge?
They seem to be...
Did they ever have contact with Kurt?
Hang on. Did you finish explaining? So there appears to be a cross... federation, in order to find... There appears to be the region of a ship. That's probably where they came from. The ship's name is the Terrapin. They seem to be psychic, because they all, like, mind zap.
Got it. Okay. Kicked off planet long ago.
The colonists have their minds...
History human with a Kirk specialist.
How about that? So,
history human with a Kirk specialist.
There isn't really that category, but all my history is centered around Kirk.
Well, you can make it a Kirk specialist, sir.
Okay.
history human base.
Okay, I got 7 on my history human. How about history Tellarite? We're all there.
You really have an
emergency. You have a lot of federation.
What do you got to do? Kazinti.
You're talking all homo.
I'm not the one that wants this.
So, I want to say, you don't
know what I'm talking about.
They're being humans with
fascinating numbers. That's why you can really
keyword
that. Well, that's why you can do it. That's kind of amazing.
Eight history. Kirk specialist.
Wait, what did you roll on?
History human.
Okay.
You history human, Kirk specialist.
Did you get an 8?
Yeah,
I
got
it.
Kirk did come
in contact.
Wait a minute. How did I know
okay, you don't have a Kirk specialty, so it's still a 7.
Huh?
So you're saying without the Kirk specialty, it's a 7?
No, I have 2 in history.
You got an 8. It'd be a 9 if it was regarding Kirk.
Okay.
Is that your saying 9?
No, it's 8.
Oh.
I'm not coming to contact with these people.
Oh, well.
He didn't know he could tell you.
Get to see.
After the Nexus,
that's because they wiped it from his brain.
After the Nexus, he might have came in contact, but I wouldn't know about that.
After what? The Nexus.
Something
after the end of the Nexus.
He has
one.
Well,
he
could have came out
any
time.
So he could have contacted him.
What was it bad?
Interaction. Interaction of first contact, right? 5 is pretty bad, too.
No, nothing's as bad.
No, it wasn't as bad as 5.
I mean, it was an alright episode. It really was. I mean, as an episode, it was a good two-parter. Really.
Yeah,
first, I would have watched the two-part. I would have been excited to wait for the next season to see the other
half. He didn't really die well, so.
Who died?
Yeah, Kurt.
Kurt died. He still exists in the... There's still a copy of him in the Nexus.
As long as Shatner's around, Kirk is...
Except Kirk's not really
up
old.
At any time.
There have been 3 or 6 novels about him.
After the Nexus, right.
After, there are 3 or 6 novels about him and Picard.
Yeah. Hanging out after the Nexus.
Yeah, the Nexus. I haven't read it.
Are they probably in the Nexus?
Well, they're both in here.
Yeah. And just keep on sending copies out into the galaxy.
Spawning them. Like, little gophers.
Okay, so what did Dave know?
Army of Kirks.
Pretty much the same with
Shannon. Your apple's upside down. My neck laptop, my apple's going to be right side up.
How are you going to do that?
Titanium has it right side up.
Okay, anybody else?
You heard about the new model?
Anybody else have what?
Does he still that I accidentally raised?
I don't have history. I assume I should have history.
Yeah, you have history.
Yeah.
I've got history
guitar.
Well, I know
we didn't buy God, like 5 powers. I'm
pretty sure they're going
to miss anything.
Yeah. They're far better than mine.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Since the people don't seem to be cooperating very much with the humans, I'm going to try to send out some projective telepathy and say, hello, can I talk to somebody, please?
I thought you did all well with these guys.
They don't know if you...
the one person that I was talking to kept calling me a human and saying, shut up, you hate human beings. I tried to explain the various races. They insisted he was a genetically engineered cat human person. And that he was a freak.
Well, I'm perfectly willing to submit my my sperm for.
So I'm gonna try projective telepathy.
Always happy.
Hello. Anybody listening?
Once again, talk it all.
I wasn't gonna donate it to you. Talk to the hand.
Stay with me.
I was thinking, you know, some of them painted face ones, but kind of cute.
I still have something jammed up here.
Incidentally,
I gave it fudge.
Did you have it there beforehand?
Where Dave got the whole holding? That's what I want to know.
My ship. I'm in charge of the ship. All the women that hand me crap are being miniatures.
So, all the Federation knows they're here. They all said lots of ships and root them out and say, sorry about all our past mistakes. Yada, yada, yada. We can just wait here merrily in prison.
I think we should do something.
What are you, nuts? Get killed.
I am doing something. I'm trying to talk to them.
Yeah, no.
Well, let's analyze.
I'll wait until that happens.
So extensively,
so
the cell.
Living on, like, the appropriate cells so, like, with locks and stuff.
Yeah, that's what he said.
That's for instance.
Okay. I got my sonic screwdriver.
We have our tricorder. We can.
Better than sonic screwdriver.
Sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
Isn't Diver had one of those?
Yeah, with the tricorder we can just go. Okay.
Okay.
Car. It's time for me to connect it.
Did you roll that?
No.
Go ahead. Okay. Projective.
You can't take the airport.
Let's see. 1 6.
Yeah.
1 7.
Okay.
So like 5 minutes later. The woman comes back with like 3 marks.
Okay. How much?
She says, who did that?
That would be me, but not human, remember?
You can come with us.
Thank
I'm
you.
Not human. You can come with us?
Yeah.
He's not human.
I take off my human pilot. I'm not human.
You can take your check.
Okay.
I lick myself.
We are human. But we don't mean any OL to you.
Yep.
We consider them a lesser species. Don't we?
Of course.
Well, and actually.
No, we
don't talk to you.
Okay.
I heard you before
you said it in your
mind.
Are
you licensed for the slave race?
No.
No?
We're
searching evil
human.
No.
And
I try to explain the concept of the Federation.
This is brainwashed.
Probably.
The humans are incapable of brainwashing.
They're kind of weak and soft and squishy.
Yeah.
Yeah, great brainwashing
technique,
back in
my
day.
Yeah.
Back in our day.
Oh,
yeah, how long
was
that?
Can you give me some background on yourselves?
What did I know about them? I'm sorry.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, never heard any large.
You've never heard of any.
Okay, so from my eight.
You've
never heard of them.
I wasn't aware there were, you know, a large population of psychic humans.
It's not like humans haven't oppressed people before.
Right.
It happens.
And they'll do it again. Probably.
Yeah.
But
some of them are good, some of them are bad.
You're not
there.
No, he said they wanted to talk to me first before they bring in the pet.
Oh, okay.
Bring in the pet.
So you need
I missed that part.
So she says our leader of the world explained things to you.
Okay.
But I just want to make sure.
Okay. Well, I try to explain the concept of the Federation and, you know, what... And
at the base.
That we just came here looking for what happened to our people.
I want to see your base station.
The baby pig.
You know what your base station's called?
Which one's the leader of
the... I don't know.
I'm not your party.
There's no password to get into either.
I am.
Good call. Good call.
Of course, then. Are there any other five?
No. Not in my group. I think there's probably a couple more on the ship.
Okay.
Yeah, for example, your evil arch-nemesis.
Yeah, the Vulcan.
the other.
No, I thought she. I didn't think she was like it.
There are a couple more
psychics on our ship in orbit.
I see.
Our warship.
And
you were really on operational.
High-level officers.
On operational.
The captain's not.
Nope.
No.
He's human.
Wait,
no. She comes
as hard as
a sign.
Everybody, especially.
I'm not the captain of the ship, no, I'm the leader of the ground party.
Yeah.
You're human.
Well then we'll allow you to meet with the leader and you can bring some of your advisors or whatever. What makes you feel comfortable.
Did you hear a pig? Are you watching a pig?
You're getting used to it. Pigs everywhere.
So, I'm pretty sure you can bring, you can come and then you can bring whatever advisors.
Okay, I'll bring the
king's dad.
We can bring the whole gang, can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
As long as they're properly subservient.
Just keep the humans in line.
Sure. I explained to Dave that I'm in charge.
Got it, 3PPO.
Well, see if you can figure that out.
Understand. Oh, you had to plug. Oh, okay. So I have to plug a bunch of crap.
DHCP.
Or do I find a good place?
If you can find the base station, you'll just put in the DHCP.
Password TDD version.
I'm not too sure. I think it was just you just searched and it found it and then you had to
Wait a minute. Apple Client Airport. You got an airport at home too?
No.
Yeah. Okay, I think there's an Apple Client Airport network.
Right.
And Kevin's airport base station.
So the network and the base station are the same thing. But they have two different passwords. The network is to get to the network. The base station is for administration.
Oh, okay.
So you have to look for something that's called the Apple Client Airport Network. Or at least that's how it works with the airport. Maybe we have to like...
So
you can bring your advisors or whatever.
Okay.
And your little pet.
Not a pet, he's a Katarian.
I'll be a pet.
Don't worry.
What? What's this thing? Intelligent
la 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 la. What?
On the planet.
And what are the Klingons?
They're Klingons.
They're not intelligent life. I understand that angle.
Okay.
Alright, so they take you up into their city.
Not fine.
Is
so they're fine with me not being human, but I'm not intelligent life on another planet.
Sure. Okay.
I got a better rank than he does.
When you're a wacko cult,
yeah,
you have
sure.
lots of strange beliefs.
Yep. So it's basically an underground city with lots of really people around.
Do we all have a funny face thing?
Yeah.
Cool.
Different types. They were different cults. Looks like only like the warriors from the green culture.
Okay.
So they take you over to...
They're very fashionable, green culture.
Maybe a few hundred years ago.
Hidden type? Sometimes fashion comes back around.
Yeah.
The Victorians are well noted for their fashion sense.
Sorry? We're not.
Yeah, straight or not. You're well noted for your lack of sense.
When you did, when you're looking at your tricorder for like the ship name and stuff, you make that a computer reason. Oh, this can be hard because it's not going to be
this is true. Maybe I happen to be browsing the right section.
You always randomly download stuff in your tricorder just in case.
I got an 8.
The only thing you get is, you do some research and the jumpsuit, the style is reminiscent of pre-Federation. Pretty first contact.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So, late 20th century.
Okay.
Only 21st century.
Okay, so that's the fashion. Is it indicative of anything in particular? Late 20th century prison clothes or late 20th century?
Technician uniforms, I think.
Okay.
So.
It's con.
Huh? They're probably on the right coast map.
So anyway, so you're taken up to their big meeting hall, and there is an older woman, you know, face painting. They always, pretty much, most of them have like headbands and a stool.
Okay.
A little bit of a stool.
Does it seem to be a matriarchy, the women are in charge, or?
I've been thus far.
Okay. Yeah, it just seems to be.
Okay.
It seems to be more women.
Okay.
But she has a. There's also another man. And then there's your Klingon friend.
Okay.
With a couple of Klingons, and there's a Kazinti.
Ooh, Kazinti. Them guys are cool. I go.
And whoever was here last week to make a.
Don't.
Oh, one.
Search. That's right. Just totally memory. So, it's plus logic.
That plus the not dice. It adds to the
right.
Result.
It adds to the result.
Good thing.
I always thought it's
not. Need seven.
Eight.
Five.
Eight.
Were you here last week?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
I don't know if you
Oh, yeah, you were.
Eight. I'm listening. Yeah, that's
we're
right.
Just so quiet. So you two recognize either this guy looks remarkably like that first captain, or this is my same clan, except they have a beautiful one. So yeah, same one.
They look alike.
Yeah, they all pretty much look like them. So it's kind of hard to tell if he's the same person.
You can tell, right?
You mentioned it?
Yeah.
I was really sort of concentrating on them a lot.
Oh, okay.
They're native enemies. Or something.
They're rivals for, you know, superior
for cat, race. For anthropomorphic cat rulers of the universe.
Yeah, it seems to be the same guy.
Okay. Okay.
He smells the same.
Eon. Then you remember his name.
Eon. I don't remember his name.
So his name Eon.
Cat Eon.
Because we
did
that.
Yeah. We didn't spend more time talking to him.
Yeah. Okay. So, being the leader, you can start speaking.
I puff out a little.
Say something.
Yeah.
I'll like a character say, you know, greetings from the Federation.
Yeah. So the cat knows.
Do you look fluffy?
So she says, welcome to the new radio, home to my people. Alright, so, the people.
Everybody has to put it down. Put it down.
Oh, it was fast.
Long, long, long have we feared this day when the king was the fun to see. But now that it has come, because they would just destroy it.
Nah, I think they're going to let you go.
All as it has been foretold.
That was 4,000 years ago.
400. That's right. They're actually
400
Greek.
Years ago.
Well, we have no real interest in possibilities.
Hey,
be alive!
Who said that?
Oh, the woman warrior.
Okay.
She obviously hates you all.
Okay.
Yeah,
no. I suggest the Katarin, we get the Kazinti to vouch for us.
So, yeah.
Sure.
Well,
yeah, they're a warlike race. They can respect that.
Yeah.
But
like,
they
yeah.
do know about Federation and
yeah.
what we did.
Wait, and we saved their crew.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
We did save their crew. We had a nice big bug lunch with them.
Yeah.
Lunch.
That was actually this guy's crew.
Like we're not interested in hostilities. We just, you know, we just help.
Yeah, I asked
Kapu Yons.
I asked Kapu Yons if the guys we ate fresh bugs with are okay, how they're doing.
They're doing well.
Good.
Fresh bugs.
So we've actually met him before and helped him out.
Yes, we've heard. Well, let's see.
Yeah. I'm sure he will assure you that We have no intent on destroying you, and that if you have indeed been here for many, many years, this planet is yours.
We came simply looking for our people, and we were attacked when we landed on this planet. We have no intentions of opening hostilities. If this, we did not know this planet was populated, since it is clearly, you know, it's your planet. We're not going to take it away from you. If you wish to be left alone, we will leave you alone.
And sure, the warrior will vouch that this is the Federation practice, usually.
The warrior, well, yeah. Tazion says, the Federation is soft that way.
Exactly. I know.
And you know, she asks, when have they ever, even with the other psionic races that they've encountered? Yeah, pick their stuff with everybody. Makes for easy picking.
Yeah, we as we told woman over there.
I'll list
our commander here is a Betazoid.
I explain. I'm from the planet Betazed. My entire race is, you know, psychic.
We're
not human. We're a member species of the Federation. There are also the Vulcans. I explained about the Vulcans. I explained about the Karen or whatever, who are also psychic. Yeah.
That's plenty of psychic races.
Well, if you said,
none of them are as good as the cat races.
That it is nice to know that, you know, humans have grown enough to have friendly relations with outside species, even sonically.
Most of the older, more stupid ones are dead.
I explained how back on Earth they've even managed to, you know, be at peace with themselves.
That seems hard to believe.
That's impossible.
Humans are most wanted to do harm on themselves.
Well, I'd be happy
close to them.
I'd be happy to give you the quick history of Earth, or give you records, or whatever.
It's not like the humans, you know, individuals don't occasionally snap still.
Right.
But as a race, they're calmer than they used to be. There's plenty of history records in our tricorders if you want to borrow one.
To
examine,
drug.
You know, at your leisure. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure there are still individual humans who are not very happy about psychic people. And I point to angry woman. He says that there are psychic people who aren't happy about humans.
Yeah.
Some of us aren't happy about, like, pig people.
What? Everyone's happy with pig people.
Not their sleep with the cabin.
So,
tuck up, frown
basically,
over.
What we want to do is collect our colonists and take them back where they'll be safe. If you wish to open diplomatic relations with the Federation, we can arrange for someone to come speak with you. If you wish to be left alone...
Yeah, if you don't want us here, no one will come.
I explain that the way intergalactic relations are right now, this planet falls within Federation space, but it's near the Klingon border. If they wanted to join the Klingon Empire, they'd probably...
The Federation and the Klingons to talk about which planet they wanted to join. They really hate humans very much. But humans don't rule the Federation. It's a council thing.
It's a council thing. So.
Yeah. No.
We could take out humans if we really need to.
Yeah, the humans are, you know, about one member species of, you know, hundreds.
They multiply like, you know, rabbits, though. But fortunately, us cat species eat rabbits. So we're not really afraid.
You're not helping.
Just saying, you're not that much of a threat.
Could you access it from upstairs?
So, the Klingons are currently at war with themselves. So, if you're looking for people who are, you know,
look for it.
You can actually just be completely neutral too, even in Federation space, like the Kazinti.
Right. But we'll be happy to discuss with you anything you want to discuss.
but we'd like to negotiate for getting our visa.